From Spark and Anvil and Tiny Letters, this is Lou in Chapter 1 of the Tiny Letters cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Lou, the little owl, sat on a low branch and took a big breath. Then she opened her round beak and let a sound roll out. Ah, she sang, slow and warm. The sound floated across the whole clearing. A leaf shivered. A puddle made tiny rings. Lou held it and held it until her breath ran soft at the end. She had a tiny baton in one wing. She lifted it high while she sang and lowered it slowly, slowly as the sound faded. That, Lou said, blinking her big eyes, is how you hold a sound. You sing it. She took another breath and did it again. Ah, longer this time. Her chest went up, then down, all the way to the bottom.
When Lou was very small, she couldn't hold a sound at all. She would open her beak and out would pop a little, oh, quick, gone, like a bubble. She tried again. Oh, gone again. It made her feel wobbly inside, like the sounds kept running away from her. Her grandpa owl landed beside her on the branch. He didn't say hurry up. He just breathed out, long and easy. Oh, he sang, and it lasted and lasted. Lou's eyes went wide. How did you keep it? You don't chase it, little one, Grandpa said. You let your breath carry it. Take a big, warm breath. Then let it out slow, and the sound rides along. Lou tried. Big breath, slow out. Oh! It cracked, then smoothed. It lasted 3 whole seconds. Something warm bloomed in her chest. The sound hadn't run away. She had held it.
When Lou was bigger, she came to Tiny Letters, where all the little sounds live. Pip Jr. met her at the mossy gate. Can you help teach the letters? Pip Jr. asked. Lou didn't say a speech. She just tilted her head, took a breath, and sang, I. She held it steady, 4 whole seconds, the sound wobbling like a happy string. Pip Jr. grinned. You held it the whole time. Some sounds want to be held, Lou said softly. The little round ones, A, E, I, O, U. You can sing them like a song. She patted her tiny hood. I'll help the kids feel them. Pip Jr. nodded. You belong here, Lou.
One morning, a small learner came to visit, looking shy. Today's letter is O, Pip Jr. said. Let's visit Lou. Lou appeared in her moss-green hood, holding her baton. She smiled her round owl smile. Hold the sound. Sing it. She took a breath and hooted, low and warm. Ooh. The sound wave rippled across the whole screen. Her baton floated up, then drifted down. The little learner watched, then, quiet at first, joined in. Ooh. Bigger breath, Lou said gently. Let it out slow. The learner tried again. Ooh. This time it lasted. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 whole seconds of round, warm O. Do you feel it? Lou asked. Where the sound lives? The learner touched their own throat, then their chest, and nodded, eyes bright. That's the O, Lou said. You held it, you sang it. She lifted the baton once more. Hold the sound, sing it. And they sang it again, together, the sound floating up and out.
After, when the clearing was quiet, the little learner had one more small question.
When the sound is done, where does it go? Lou thought about her grandpa and the branch and the warm thing that had bloomed in her chest the first time a sound stayed. It doesn't go away, Lou said. It goes into you. Now your mouth knows the shape. Your breath knows the way. Next time, it'll come back easy, like an old friend who remembers you. The little learner smiled and took a big breath just to feel it fill up. Lou watched, happy and slow. She didn't say the rest out loud, but she thought it, warm all the way down. The best sounds aren't the fast ones. They're the ones you hold long enough to feel. And in the little learner's chest, the O was still humming, soft and buzzy and glad.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lou. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.